This is the audio presentation for Lesson 14. Let's look at the suffixes and bases assigned here, starting on page 91. The noun-forming suffix "-ity", "-ity", which can show up as "-etty", "-ety", or just "-ty", means the quality of or the state of. To these meanings add the condition of, as in timidity, the condition of being fearful. Note that when another suffix follows this one, the final y goes away and "-ity" turns into just "-it", -it-. That makes it disturbingly identical to the verb-forming suffix "-it". Frankly, it won't make much difference in your etymology. Pick the "-it" you think is best, and you'll probably get it right. If not, I'll tell you, and I won't deduct any points. We both know the rules. The next suffix is "-tude", T-U-D-E, or "-itude", I-T-U-D-E. It means the same thing as "-itty", the quality of, or the state of. The suffix, however, changes quite a bit when another suffix is appended after it. It becomes "-itudin", I-T-U-D-I-N. For example, "multitude" becomes "multitudinous". The reason for this goes back to Latin nominative versus base forms, which I mentioned back in Lesson 2. Oh, never mind. Just memorize it. Finally, "-ac", "-acy", is yet another noun-forming suffix, this one meaning the quality or state of being or having. Note that when you see an adjective with the suffix "-ate", "-ate", you know it. You learned it in Lesson 10. It means possessing or being. An adjective with the "-ate" suffix tends to use "-ac" when it becomes a noun. Accurate, accuracy. Confederate, confederacy. Nifty little pattern to know, huh? And that's it for the suffixes in this lesson. Now let's end this presentation by looking at the bases in Lesson 14, about which I have uncharacteristically little to say, other than start memorizing them. The next to last one, string, strict, strain, originally had the sense pulled tight. Let's add two more meanings here, tie and bind. Be careful not to confuse ver, V-E-R, meaning true, with another base we've studied, verb, V-E-R-B. What does verb mean? That's right, word. Or with vert, V-E-R-T, what does that base mean? Good, turn. And that's it for this audio recording about Lesson 14. Talk about brevity. Do it, come on. Etymologize brevity. The state of being itty. Short. Brev. B-R-E-V. Oh, you don't know that base? But you know the word abbreviation, a shortened form of something. Well then, maybe I should add brev to your list of bases to memorize.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah, I feel your pain.
Happy etymologies, oh brevious ones!